everyone. Welcome to the Solar and Storage Market Series. My name is Erez Dolev, and I'm the Managing Director here at Brandvu. Today, we're going to be hearing from Jason Morris, Regional Director at RENAN, about their energy storage solutions, technical specifications, installation, commissioning, monitoring, and troubleshooting. As a special thank you for attending today's webinar, all webinar participants will be entered into a raffle to win one of three Renon portable charger 10,000 milliamp hour power bank. Before we dive in, and while we're waiting for more people to join, I'd like to give a little background on Renvu as well as some of the products and services we offer. Renvu is a US-based solar equipment distributor. We have been in the industry since 2012. And we currently have fulfillment facilities in California, New Jersey, and Texas. Our sales staff all have background within engineering and solar installation. A few products quickly to spotlight here. We carry the whole solar portfolio and can actually beat any price you see out there. We recently had a webinar with Lumen Smart Panels, and we carry their outdoor and indoor modules. On the shelf, this is a great device to add to a solar and storage project since it allows you to use the existing main and sub panels and control the loads remotely during power outage, or set rules for which loads will continue to work and which ones will be dropped. We currently have a promotion offering $150 of any Lumen device you purchase. We have a promotion with Zenshine 405 black modules, which we are offering at 16 cents per watt when you're buying them with leakier carports. We also carry the Hyperion 575 high efficiency modules starting at 26 cents per watt. We have the whole portfolio of Enphase IQ8 series and offering the IQ8H, M, and Plus at a great price and can give the trunk cable for only $9. When you're buying with microinverters. Grow-Out released their EV chargers, which you see on the bottom right, which are UL certified and have 50 amp output. And if you're looking for T-gaskets to make a solar array watertight, Bleakier has several options for different models and module gap to cover. So this is the one on the right top. Email us at info@renvu.com or see our webinar follow-up email with more info on those. This is our bulk module price list for large volume options and our upcoming offerings of solar modules. We carry Zenshine, Canadian Solar, Hyundai, Hyperion, REC, and more. All our brands are Bloomberg Tier 1. We are sharing in the chat a link to this page. We update it regularly so you can stay up to date with our latest deals for bulk orders. During the month of September, we're offering free 60 days terms on your purchases through our partner Credit Key. You can apply for a credit line and use it for your upcoming purchases from Renvu. The terms can be extended up to 120 days. Don't miss this free finance option. We're sharing the link to the application form in the chat in case you want to apply. I'll take a minute also mention the Bleakier residential carport. This is a great way to expand existing solar system or an alternative solution where you can install solar on a roof and when a customer is looking for more added values. It is designed to be assembled by a small crew. It doesn't require any specialized or heavy machinery to install. This is a solar structure, so it's eligible for the 30% ITC and possibly the extra 10% for US-made products with US content. It is modules and inverters agnostic. And it is designed and fabricated in the US and made from US sourced galvanized steel and comes with a 25 year warranty. There is also an off-grid version of this that comes with 10 kilowatt of solar panels, 10 kilowatt battery bank, which can be expanded, and 12 kilowatt off-grid inverters. The structure is coming with structural engineer PE stamp. You can install up to 24 solar modules with four columns of six. Two-car carport will generate about 10 kilowatt. You can use residential and commercial modules with it, with load capacities of up to 48 pounds per square foot snow, 215 miles per hour wind load, and seismic design category F. My colleague Kyle Pease, a sales engineer at Renvu, will now share his screen and go over a design tool that we have.
Thanks, Aris. All right, can everybody see my screen there? All
Yeah, can see.
right. Yeah, so one of the main features on our website is our design tool. You can find it just below the header banner on the website there. And make sure before you jump into the tool that you are logged in. You'll see like your account name up at the top right. And if you don't have an account, it just takes a couple minutes to insert or apply and create an account. And then you can get going with this quote tool. And once you're logged in, you'll see pricing as you make your selections. You can start off with a full system, or if you already have solar panels or something, you can just select a subset of the components. On the next page are the panels. One of the neat features on this page is that you can compare the relative cost of each of these panels. Takes a little bit for the pricing to load, but yeah, then once the pricing loads over here, you'll see the dollar amount and then a dollar per watt amount. So 32 cents per watt for this account's pricing on those Yanchuan 405s, 41 cents per watt on the Solar for Americas there. You can easily compare your different options this way. By making a selection, I'll leave it the Zian Shines for now, and then set in your racking. Let's just have a small system here, just a row of 10 panels. You could have portrait or landscape. I like to leave it in portrait, it's just more efficient from racking materials standpoint. We select our rail color and our clamp color, and then if you need R10 or R100. And this is just for a pitched roof. You can also select flat carport ground mount as well. And then in the pitched roof type, you also have a sub-select set of comp shingle, Spanish flat tile, and metal roof. So you can select through those options there. I guess also I should point out that if you select the carport option, it does populate the pricing for Blicker's carport there. So you could go and price out a full bill of materials for a Blicker carport system through that. But for now, I'm just going to leave it as a simple. Me a second here. Jump it back to one row of 10 panels. And we'll leave that in portrait. Flash foot two for comp shingle, R100. And then we'll choose our inverters. It defaults to microinverters. You could also choose optimizers with a string inverter. And there's battery storage options as well. As you're making your selections, you'll see a bill of materials populate on the left-hand side with pricings and quantities. If you're not sure what a component is, say for instance, the flash foot two, you can click on that item. It won't lose your page here, but you'll have a second tab that'll show that item page and it'll describe it. You can get the install manual, any tech briefs. To get educated on the materials as you're making your selections here. So shortly we should have under string inverters, if you were to select Solark, the 12K in just a day or two, we should have Renon up here as an option to select when you make those choices on the design tool. And then at the very bottom, there's rapid shutdown options or optimizers as well, if you want to add those on. And then on the final page, we have options for if you need any spare panels. I do recommend those as if you were to have a hailstorm or a branch or a wayward frisbee or something that smashes on your panels. It's easy to pop in a new one there. That can be an issue sourcing years down the line. Also cables and connectors, labels, Lumen Smart chart panel as as mentioned, and also an EV charger if you want. You can add those on in the final page. Once you hit finish, you can generate a project and email your quote to yourself so you have a copy. Any of the sales engineers will also be able to review that in our system. You just send in the quote number on any of the emails you receive from us, and we'll get back to you on any insights on the availability, and if there's any promotions or anything, we can also weigh in on that as well. So yeah, that's about the design tool, and I will pass it back to Aris here.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you have any questions about these products or about Renon while Jason is presenting, please feel free to ask in the Q&A section, and we will get to the questions at the end of the webinar during the Q&A session. You can also email our sales team at info@renvu.com for more information and pricing. As I mentioned before, as a special thank you for attending, all webinar participants will be entered into a raffle to win one of three Renon portable charger, 10,000 milliamp hour power bank. If you want, our marketing team will contact you to let you know and get your shipped address. Good luck. This webinar is being recorded, and we will send you a link in a follow-up email in a few days. We also have recordings of previous webinars on Renvu YouTube channel. And without further ado, I will I'll transfer it to Jason.
Okay, so guys, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I got started in the industry about 5 years ago. I'm a chemistry major. I love to get out in the field and install equipment. So, if you guys ever need any sort of installation help, when we roll out our products, we're more than happy to show up on site. And Jane, if you want to go ahead and pull up some of the slides, we'll be at RE Plus. And we're really excited about announcing our essentially our product lineup on what is now a low voltage. It's a 51 volt battery. It's the extreme low voltage version. And this system, it's an extremely quick installation. I mean, we're talking 5 to 10 minutes here. And you know, we will kind of dive into that. Jane, if you want to go ahead and go to the next slide here. Okay, so here's a little bit about the company. Jane, one more. Right now, we have just completed our UL 9540, and we have just partnered with Solark with that UL certification and 9540A as well. Currently working with the HECO in Hawaii certifications and the SGIP certification. So we should be on there in about a month for the SGIP. But right now, all the UL certs, all the major ones are complete. And if you want to hit next for me, Jane. So Renon, you know, we've been in the industry. We're OEM, so we are the manufacturer, and that's what sets us apart from a lot of other players in the game. Is that, you know, we since we're creating a lot of the cells, putting the cells together for the battery products from the residential side all the way up to the commercial side, we're able to have our pricing be extremely aggressive because we have really great partnerships with all of our suppliers. Being OEM, it makes it a lot easier to be able to supply a lot of the parts if any sort of technical difficulty arises in the field. It's good to have a partnership with the OEM. We've been really just working on our battery management system, our software systems for about 9 years now. So that's another side of the industry, not just the manufacturing, but all of the software components to it as well. So it gives us a really strong foundation for these systems where, you know, we're able to control everything. We don't have to send out any third parties or touch base with any third parties. If anything goes wrong, we essentially have everything in-house. We're even developing a sizing software as well, similar to what you guys had. But it'll be for battery systems on our website, and we'll get into the website as well. But yeah, like you can see there, right now we're focused on launching CNI solutions. Yeah, we have a lot of our residential solutions out. Jane, if you want to go to the next slide. Yeah, let's go to the next one. That kind of covers what I just talked about. So just keep going here. Okay, so residential products. Again, we just partnered with Solark 15K. The two main products that we're going to want to talk about are the ones on the left, which is the Extreme. And that can stack up to six modules high. Then the one on the right, which is going to be more of a server rack that clicks together like a Lego, which is really neat. We'll get into kind of what the installation looks like on that. But starting with the next slide, we'll go over some of the specifications on this Extreme LV. So we have a rated voltage of 51.2, which is nice because the wiring is going to be 2-watt. So it's a little bit thinner than if it was a 48-volt system, which is going to make installation even easier. You can see here that when we break down the anatomy of the battery, starting from the top, we have the master control module. This is going to be the brains of the system. Again, we develop a lot of the software in-house. We have our wire harness that is adjacent on the right side of the master controller. We have a Cat5 communication cable, so direct line communication, which we will have with Solark. Then below that is all the it's the battery modules that are going to range in 5.12 kilowatt hour units each. Then we can start from either two of those modules, which gives us 10 kilowatt hour, or we can stack six of those high, which will give us 30 kilowatt hour. So a very robust system, has a very high output as well, as you can see on there, the 300 amp current continuous. Then we can do 11 of those in parallel, right? So we can do, you know, say if you do 10 stacks, that's a 3000 amp continuous just off of the residential end. It's IP65, so dust proof and water resistant. Again, you can see the different certifications that we have with this system. If you want to click on the next slide there, Jane, for me. Some installations that we have, you can see it's, you know, extremely thin. It's very quick on the install side, which I'll get into in just a second. The modules, there's no dip switches on the side. There's no daisy chain that you have to do. As you stack the modules, the BMS actually auto detects where each module is in location to the other module that's stacked. So you don't have to go through any sort of dip switches. You don't have to go through any sort of manual trying to figure out, hey, did you know, I get this module placed right, and did I name it right? No, you just literally just stack it up and turn it on, and it will self-recognize itself and the size of battery it is as well. Then just some comparisons, some apples to apples. We have, you know, pretty much the same chemistry on a lot of these major brands, lithium iron phosphate. We are able to do 15 in parallel. Our pricing is going to be a lot more aggressive than some of the other brands, just because, again, we are OEM, and the advantage of that is we'll be able to dictate, you know, pricing at a much more aggressive scale. You know, we've given Renvu a really excellent promotional pricing, so I invite you to reach out to them to be able to see the comparison versus other models. But we right now have some of the most aggressive pricing for essential modular battery system. Let's see here. Oh, one thing that's nice as well. So you can do Wi-Fi configuration in 2.4 gigahertz or 5 gigahertz. You can do network configuration with Bluetooth, right? So the client doesn't have to have Wi-Fi to be able to connect to the phone, Bluetooth is sufficient to connect to our battery. And a lot of clients like that, right? They don't want the Wi-Fi being connected to the battery and to their phone. They kind of like the battery being islanded away from any sort of devices. And 10-year warranty. We have a support team as well, and we also have a list of other inverters that we have communications with. So pretty much all the main inverters, SMA, DAI, a lot of the main inverters out there. But we're really rolling out this partnership right now with SolarArc. And then Jane, if you want to click the next slide, thank you very much. Some other comparisons with some other major brands on the market. Again, with the Extreme, you can see there the storage capacity range is anywhere from 10.24 kilowatt hour to 30.72. And then you can do up to 15 of those in parallel. And then the modular design, if you want to click on the next one, Jane, is going to be really good as far as. Let's go through the next one. This is just our UL certification, indicating that we completed that 10-year warranty. We can move on from there. Okay, so this is going to be the installation. This is going to go into the all the details on how to install the system. Jane, if you want to go to the next one. And here are all the components for the master control module box. And you can see here the communication cable comes available, the siding on the panels. And the first step is essentially placing the base. If you want to go to the next slide there, Jane. Hear me okay? Yeah, just some more component overviews of the Extreme. But a very simple system. It's about as simple as it gets within the battery worlds. And then let's go one more slide here. And then, okay, sweet. Yeah, so you're going to position the base, and then you're going to stack the first module and continue to do that. Place the master controller on top, and then that will auto recognize the positioning of each module. So again, you don't have to do any sort of programming, right? So it makes it really simple for the installers. Any DIY individual, it's going to make it really simple and capable for them. And then there are just some side panels that you're going to want to place on the side after you place the battery in the location that you're looking to get it installed. And again, being close to the inverter itself, because as you can see here in step one, we're going to have those 2-aught copper cables that we're going to run to the inverter of our choice, and the communication, the CAN RS485, over to the inverter. And then step three, you can see, here's our Wi-Fi port and antenna. So if we do want to set it up with our Wi-Fi, we can. And again, 2 gigahertz or the 5, which is really nice, because some clients, they'll have one or the other. So we have that and the Bluetooth option. So, you are going to need to adjust are the inverter sets, but you can see here that's it's pretty simple. Looking at maybe. One or two ding them on every single module. So again, it just simply we do. Okay, and then next video here, some more inverters that we are partnered with, SMA, Victron. So yeah, if you guys have one that you want us to go over, we're more than happy to do that. And then Jane, if you want to go to the next one here. Powering on, simple button, powers the system. Again, 51 volts, so relatively safe. We are going to have a high voltage come out pretty soon here, but we will keep you guys posted on that. Troubleshooting and maintenance, we are available We have a team that essentially you can reach out to us on our website. We have a chat box, we have a number, and then also just your local rep in the area. And then next one, Jane, if you want to click on that one. Again, like I mentioned, fleet management, the distributor can see the fleet, the installer can see the fleet that they've installed, and the homeowner can also view their energy system on their home, like you see here on Rent and Smart. And we're actually coming out with version 2, right? So this is just version 1. We're coming out with version 2 here within the month. And then next slide, just some case studies on some of the residential and CNI solutions that we have installed in the field. Jane, you can hit next on this one. Just total deployments, as you see in 2023, and then different inverters, different battery sets. So you can see that bottom right corner picture, just how slick each battery stack is. That's 30 kilowatt hour each and 15 kilowatt discharge for each one of those stacks. Powerful, very compact on that. A little bit more on the commercial industrial. A lot of these are going to be approved for Q1 2025. We have EV chargers, we have shipping containers, partnerships with SynXel. And so our product lineup is 5 kilowatt hour to 5 megawatt hour, essentially. So we have the residential end, and then we go all the way up to commercial industrial, starting with a 1 megawatt hour solution that can stack into a 5 megawatt hour smart matrix that you see in the bottom right corner there. And then, Jane, if you want to show them the next slide, that's going to go over some of the EV charging solutions that we have. Again, it's a one-stop shop where you can essentially get an EV charger, have it drop shipped, have the installation completed. You know, again, we're seeing a lot more demand for the EV chargers in the market, and this just allows you to simplify the entire process, having the charger, having the battery, having the inverter all in one, a cooling system, fire suppression system, and again, the fleet management coming along with this as well. So you'll be able to monitor where all your charging stations are located throughout the world or nationwide, wherever you're installing. And just some industry application, but we can go on to the next one there. I think that kind of might wrap it up here.
Okay.
For us, yeah, just going to Q&A, going to be on that residential series, right? And that's going to be at 51.2 volts. And so that's going to give us it's 15.3 kilowatt continuous per four stack that we do with the Extreme. So essentially 15 kilowatt throughput on these systems. And it can surge up to 500 amps as well for 10 seconds. So great question. Thank you, Al.
Let me just introduce the Q&A here. So if anybody have questions to Jason, you have a Q&A icon on your screen that you can use to ask any questions that you have about the Renon battery bank. While people are figuring out how to use it, I'll have a question. I know that the Renon battery bank is now certified with SolarC 12K. Do you have any plans to certify it also with the 15K?
Yes, actually, SOARC is busy with all the certifications, including the 9540. And we should be expecting them to be releasing in the next coming 1 or 2 weeks.
Okay, so news.
That's great to hear. Is that for the 15K, or does it include other inverters as well?
That's on the 15K. Well, yes, the well, as the 12, well, as the 12K is already being certified, and also on our 60 kilowatt hour, we're having the 30K and 60K Solark releasing as well fairly soon in quarter three.
Great. We'll make sure and have those up as options on our design tool.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Jason, we have a couple more questions here. Hey, Robert is asking, is it M hardened? EMP hardened?
EMP hardened, not yet. That is something that we could do an add-on to, but don't have anything in the works yet. Next question, Florin Herdick, ETA on the high voltage battery. That's a good one as well. So that is going to be Q2 of 2025 for the high voltage battery. And then Ross, typically batteries with inverter cost $600 per kilowatt hour for a big name brand. How much under will that come to? I've
You're cutting out.
offered for a little
Listen.
less than $400. I would have Erez go ahead and answer that probably through email. Definitely going to be aggressive to to that because we do have a
So we will send a follow-up email to everybody after this webinar, and in that email we will share also pricing of the Renon power bank.
I'm gonna answer Ross' question. So Solark is a very expensive inverter. No, they have been calmed down the pricing recently, actually, and we do have a partnership with them. So you'll be expecting us to have a fairly cost-effective Solark 12K and 15K, as well as the 30 and 60. And we also have our existing 12K available, which is a little bit more cost effective than the Solark.
So that's Jane, you mentioned now that you have an inverter branded as Renon for the batteries. That's what you say.
Yes, a 12K Flex, which we have introduced last RE Plus.
Will get the information about that inverter and share it later on.
Okay, thank you. But we can't. We are expecting to be more on the Solark side because we do have a fairly aggressive pricing structure from Solark as
Awesome.
Yeah, it's all CEC listed already. If you want to look up from CEC website.
Oh, I thought of one question I might have overlooked earlier. The battery to inverter communication, is that a open or closed loop with Solark?
It's a closed loop.
That's great.
Yeah, and also we are expecting in the next month or two to have a Solark APIs because we do have a strong request for only one app control and commissioning, which means you would be expecting Renon Smart to be commissioning both the battery and inverter. And then Solark would be only taking care from the service side.
That's great to hear.
Looks like we answered all the questions in the Q&A. Thanks, Jason, and thank you all the Renon team for helping us here hosting this webinar. If you have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@brainvu.com. And as I mentioned before, we will send send a follow-up email with all the information we spoke about here, and we will do the raffle of three battery banks, portable chargers, 10,000 milliamp hour. Again, if you win, our marketing team will contact you. Thanks everybody for attending, and
Can I
thanks
quickly
Rina
answer
and team.
Ross? Can I quickly answer Ross' last question here? Yeah, I'm
What
sorry.
is it?
So I think Ross has the last question here I would like to answer. So you do have regularly just only the inverter to control the battery with just only seeing the main function of SoC and SOH, etc. But with Run and Cloud, I think we'll be sending through Renfe with their detailed SOP of what Run and Smart can do. It actually can be commissioned down to cell level, and you can also do upgrading firmware from the Run and Smart. So this is like more of a commissioning system ourselves.
Great. Yeah, and if you can send over those documents, we'll make sure and include them on the item pages as well so our customers can see that.
Yeah, we'll be sending through all the Run and Smart introduction and SOP.
Okay, thanks, Jane. Thanks, Jason. Thank you, everybody, for attending today. Thanks, Kyle, for participating as well and hosting with me. And have a great week, everybody. See you soon.
Thank you.